Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Verghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips, Day 234. Today we are going to take up the study of a new organ that is originated from the new mesoderm and therefore controlled from the cerebral medulla, that is lymph vessels and lymph nodes. Along with the lymphatic organs like the spleen, they are the important components of the lymphatic system. Even though coming under the list of organs controlled from the cerebral medulla and also being a part of the lymphatic system, we will study spleen separately and later, because the biological conflict linked to the organ spleen is different from that of lymph vessels and lymph nodes. Many people do not know much about a parallel circulation called lymphatic system in our body. So, to start with, let us try to know about the structure and function of the lymphatic vessels and nodes. Like the blood vessels that branch and reach all tissues of the body, the lymph vessels also branch into all the tissues and work in conjunction with the blood circulation. Lymph is nothing but the intercellular fluid that passes from the blood capillaries and fills the space between the cells. It consists of some of the liquid cellular and metabolic waste products. This intercellular fluid is picked up by the lymph capillaries and moves to bigger lymph vessels and then to the lymph nodes spread throughout the body. Within the lymph vessels, the lymph moves with the help of the smooth muscles of the lymph vessels, exactly like the intestinal muscles move the food along the intestinal canal. The function of the lymph nodes is to filter the cellular waste from the lymph. Then the lymph passes through still bigger lymph vessels called the lymphatic ducts and returns to the blood circulation, which is then excreted through the kidneys. As I told already, the lymph vessels and the lymph nodes are derived from the new mesoderm and controlled from the cerebral medulla. But the smooth muscles in the lymph vessels are controlled from the midbrain. Within the cerebral medulla, there is a crossover correlation from the brain to the organs. That means the lymph vessels and the lymph nodes of the right half of the body are controlled from the left side of the cerebral medulla, and those of the left half of the body are controlled from the right side of the cerebral medulla. Along with the bones, skeletal muscles, blood vessels, connective tissue and fat tissue, the lymph vessels and the lymph nodes share the same brain relays. Later we will see that they all have the same biological conflict in general, that is self-devaluation conflict. But the biological conflict linked to the lymph vessels and lymph nodes is a moderate self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth when compared to the other organs that share the same brain relay. It is easy for you to remember that all the cerebral medulla controlled organs are derived from the new mesoderm, and the primary conflict theme of all of them are self-devaluation conflicts. If you remember the specific self-devaluation conflicts of the bones and joints, it will be again easy for you to remember the specific self-devaluation conflicts of the lymph vessels and lymph nodes of the various parts of the body also. I repeat them here specifically about the lymph glands of different parts of the body. One, cervical nodes in the neck, intellectual self-devaluation conflict. 2. Armpits, relationship self-devaluation conflict. 3. Abdominal nodes in the lower abdomen, self-devaluation conflicts associated with the abdominal area brought on, for example, by a cancer diagnosis of stomach, colon, liver, pancreas, etc. 4. Inguinal nodes in the groin or at the bend of the hip, unable to endure a situation or a sexual self-devaluation conflict. Fifthly, knee joint nodes near the knee joint, physical performance conflict. Remember also that these specific locations are also the areas where commonly in medical practice we find the lymph nodes affections. We will stop the discussions on the SBS of the lymph vessels and lymph nodes today by reminding that here also the theory of biological handedness is applicable. That means whether a moderate self-devaluation conflict or loss of self-worth should affect the lymph vessels or lymph nodes of the right side of the body or left side of the body or even both sides is determined by the personal biological handedness and whether the conflict is mother-child or partner-related. The specific location is decided by the specific self-devaluation conflict. If the conflict is generalized, the affected lymph vessels and lymph nodes also will be general. My best wishes, friends. I am Dr. C.J. Verghese from Kerala, India.